Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Jeff Fisher, Bishop Suffragan in the Episcopal Diocese of Texas, and it's wonderful to be back here among friends at St. Cuthbert. And I'm especially glad today to be with my friend Bruce, and for your leadership and faithfulness here, we give you our thanks. Now, over the years, my wife and I have loved the TV show Modern Family. And the final season of Modern Family will begin airing later this month. And in an episode from Modern Family from the second season, the daughter Alex is preparing to give the eighth grade commencement speech to her classmates. Now, Alex is the brainy sister, and Alex is preparing to give a rather academic and serious commencement speech, a speech filled with lofty and intelligent quotations. However, Alex's older and more social sister gives some advice about commencement speeches. Her advice is that effective graduation speeches only need to include this one sentence. Let's get this party started! So people, shout out with me. Let's get this party started! Now, I think that people of faith are sometimes given a bad reputation for being boring and bland. Sometimes Christians come across as being all about having no fun, no life, no celebrating. Yet Jesus is about celebration. You see, even the very first miracle of Jesus was about jump-starting a party. The wine had run out at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. So Jesus changes that water into wine and shouts, "Let's get this party started!" In the Gospel of Luke, in the portion of the Bible that was just read this morning, Jesus teaches us about celebration. Jesus tells us that the life of heaven on this earth is like a shepherd who has 100 sheep, but one of the sheep is lost. So the shepherd goes out and he looks in creeks and in woods and in the bushes to find that one lost sheep. And when that shepherd finds that one lost sheep, he celebrates and shouts, "Let's get this party started!" The life of heaven on this earth is like a woman who loses a $100 bill. So the woman searches the house and turns over the sofa cushions and digs through the trash until she finds her lost money. And when the woman finally finds that lost $100 bill, she celebrates and shouts, "Let's get this party started!" And in the Old Testament book of Zephaniah, that Hebrew prophet shouts out, "The Lord your God rejoices over you with singing." And in the book of Revelation, in that very last book of the Bible, the image of the end of time is one of a heavenly feast, of a giant party. The Bible consistently uses language about feasts and rejoicing and celebration. Jesus knows how to celebrate by changing water into wine and by rejoicing that the lost have been found and by setting a giant feast in front of us. Now, my friends, I hope you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about getting this party started. I'm not encouraging irresponsible partying behavior. But I am encouraging celebration and joy. And I hope that each day that you will try to find joy. I hope that each day you will try to find something to celebrate. For you see, the world will tell you things. And by the world, I mean the internet and social media. The world will tell you that men have to be ripped and buff, and that women have to be skinny and beautiful. Yet celebrate. Celebrate that you were already wonderfully made by God. Amen. Celebrate that all of you are beautiful and good-looking in God's sight. So let's get this party started. The world will tell you that you need to make a lot of money so that you can buy more stuff. Yet celebrate. Celebrate that the best things in this life cannot be bought with money. Celebrate that all of you have received love and forgiveness that cannot be purchased. So let's get this party started. The world will tell you that you need to be cool, that you need to fit in. Yet celebrate. Celebrate that the people who consistently make a difference in this world are not uncool and never seem to quite fit in. Celebrate that all of you are different. So let's get this party started. So shout out with me. Let's get this party started. This morning, we celebrate. We celebrate because we have been found by God and are loved forever. You are that one prized lost sheep. And God looks in the woods and in the bushes to find you. God hunts and sweeps and searches and looks under the sofa cushions until God finds you and loves you. And then when God finds us, he rejoices. For there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over each one whom God finds. And then God gets this party started. What we are getting ready to do this morning, what we're getting ready to do together, is to eat and drink around God's table. For there is a reason why this communion service of worship is officially called the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. We come around God's table for a celebration. We celebrate around God's table because each one of you is that one lost sheep. Each one of you is that one lost coin. And so we celebrate this morning because you are daughters and sons of God. You are loved by God forever. You are found. So shout out with me. Let's get this party started. Amen.